On the same day, the commemoration of our holy monastic father, Eustratius. The venerable Eustratius was born in Cilicia of pious, wealthy parents named George and Megatha, who raised him in the fear of God. When he reached the age of 20, divine longing burst into flame in his heart, and he left his father and mother to devote himself to the ascetic life in the monastery of Agoras on Mount Olympus. At that time, two of his mother's uncles, George and Basil, shone with virtue there, George being the superior of the community. Eustratius received the tonsure and quickly gained the love of the brethren by his humility and meekness. He cared not at all for the things of this life, and was utterly non-possessive, owning nothing except a hair shirt and the fleece that served as his bed. He slept only briefly, and refused to occupy a cell. The father said that in 75 years as a monk, Eustratius never completely stretched out his body, nor lay on his left side. After the holy George and Basil reposed, Eustratius, at the insistent request of the brethren, accepted the abbacy. In those days, the bestial usurper Leo the Armenian drove the devout ruler Michael from the throne of the Greek Empire and rekindled the heresy of iconoclasm. The Orthodox abandoned their homes and monasteries and fled the tyrant. Following the advice of our venerable father Ioannikias the Great, the blessed Eustratius left his monastery and wandered through the mountains and wastelands until the ungodly emperor was slain. After Leo's assassination, icons were restored to the churches and venerated openly once more, and the holy fathers returned to their monasteries. The divine Eustratius also went back to the monastery of Agoras, where he spent his days in self-mortification. He labored zealously with the brethren at various tasks, having prayer ever on his lips. During the divine services, he stood within the altar, repeating, "Lord, have mercy," unceasingly. His numerous miracles provided abundant confirmation of the fact that his life was pleasing to God. When the time came for his departure to heaven, Eustratius summoned the brethren and said, "Beloved children, my days have come to an end. Keep the rule I handed down to you, and remember that everything in this life is fleeting, while the celestial realms endures forever. Exert yourselves so that the Lord may number you among the saved." With this, our father traced the sign of the cross over his monks and prayed, then lifted his eyes to heaven and sighed, "O Lord, into thy hands do I commit my spirit." He was 95 years old when he fell asleep in the Lord, departed for life eternal, and joined the choir of monastic saints. On this same day, we commemorate the holy prophet Shemaiah, who is mentioned in the 12th chapter of the 3rd book of Kings, and St. Peter, Bishop of Sebastia, younger brother of Saints Basil the Greek and Gregory of Nyssa. There is a story about St. Peter in the life of the great Basil. We also commemorate our father among the saints, Philip, Metropolitan of Moscow and all Russia. St. Philip was unjustly stripped of rank and publicly vilified in the Cathedral of the Domitian in Moscow by false witnesses. Then he was clothed in the patched and tattered habit of a simple monk, driven out of the church, put in a sled, further reviled, beaten with brooms, and dragged off to the Autrach Monastery in Tver. The holy hierarch remained in exile there for a year, suffering much at the hands of the guards, and was finally suffocated with a pillow by one of the Tsar's counselors. Whoever wishes to read a further account of St. Philip's life will find one in the new edition of the prologue under the 9th of January.